reason to be optimistic for the future. Do you think they're going to win out in this agenda that they have? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think they will, in the sense that they'll get what they want, but I think it's going to be they're going to leave a big mess. In a lot of ways, I think what already was happening was society was collapsing, and I think in some ways what they're trying to do is more of a controlled demolition that will benefit them. There's that side, and there's a flip side also that I think they got very scared too, because for the first time in history, the common man has access to as much media and communication means as the average person. Like for me, I mean, I didn't get this published by a professional. This actually looks better if you actually see a hard copy, better than a lot of professionally published books. And I have self-published this myself, and anyone can buy it anywhere in the world from any bookstore. So that's just one example. And then, of course, like what you're doing right here with the podcast, which is much more accessible than any radio show had ever been. You know, radio shows, you had to be there at a certain time, and then all that kind of stuff. So I think in a lot of ways they were very scared. They were losing control at the same time. They had already had bankrupt most countries, and then people were waking up and able to share information. So my general feeling is there's already been a lot of suffering and death. I mean, probably more suffering and death in the last 2 years than in developed first world countries. And what's happening in third world countries is even more horrible. And we're going to see a lot more of that. And but at the same time, what we're seeing is this coalescence of people of like mind finally being, or people who are, I think, have the self-confidence and the self-respect and the humanity to not put up with this, and they're uniting in a way that never would have happened before. And it's so, my prediction is, yeah, it's going to get a lot more messy. I think it's going to be a lot nicer on the other end. I don't know if every country will be, and maybe some country, you know, people will be collecting in certain places. I'm not sure, or at least collecting in certain countries. I wouldn't be surprised if Alberta, for example, breaks off from Canada. And if that's the case, I might be moving there.